Well, that was good, sir.
All right, Rose?
That was absolutely great.
How's the distaff side reacting over there?
Let me tell you that it was tremendous from everybody's point of view. The whole thing, the sincerity, I'm now lumping a lot of calls together, but when you put the papers down and just talked, I would doubt that you had a dry eye in the audience.
Well, I didn't. I felt a little wet myself.
Yeah. I know that, and I remembered, I was thinking myself of that woman you saw at El Toro, who was...
That's right.
It was
the little boy that saluted,
yeah.
I remember when he saluted me, boy, I almost broke
great.
Up.
Because Jack Mulcahy called.
Did he?
Yes. And he was, he's down in Florida, and Bergen and O'Hara were around, and they just thought it was absolutely tremendous.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And, he said that it was the first time he'd ever listened to any president and had tears in his eyes.
Did he?
Yes.
Even old Jack?
Yeah. He thought it was sensational.
Manolo, have one of the other boys bring me a scotch and soda, please. Very fine.
And all of them came on, Bergen and O'Hara.
And then built the fire. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sorry. Bergen
came on, and he just thought it was a great speech. It was magnificent.
Well, it was a nice little speech, actually. It was 19 minutes and 40 seconds, but it was one of the hardest ones I ever did. We'd have no support in this goddamn cabinet except for Connolly. And I must say, Bill Rogers, to his effect, not one
well, yeah,
of the veteran
you,
cabinet
Bill,
called me. Not one.
Bill Rogers called. I'll get to him in a minute here. The vice president called. He would like to talk with you.
Did he call?
Peter Malatesta talked with me and said that the vice president thought it was, they all thought it was just marvelous, but that he really would like to talk with you, so I'll give the operator that number if you want.
Well, maybe I should return his call.
Victor Rogers was at the Luxembourg embassy.
So he didn't see it, huh?
Yes, he did. He called and he said it was great, it was tremendous. He said everyone thought it was, and he said that he thought it had, quote, the same impact as the fun speech. That it had one hell of an impact, and that he just thought the last part was
well, he suggested that, you know. He didn't suggest what I'd say, but
no.
He said, throw away your notes and just talk a little right, while
well,
class.
But
this little story about Kevin I never told before.
Well, that was beautiful,
the little boy saluting, wasn't
yeah,
that something?
It was beautiful. And the Attorney General called.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He thought it was great. He thought it was one of your very best. One of your great...
That's nice.
He said, I thought it was one of his greatest performances personally. And he said that he'd been working, talking with people, very hard problem, but he thinks that you have really, touched the people. And he thinks that, we just have to move ahead with the project of selling some of the idiots.
Well, they're most of them in the establishment, yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm glad
right.
Rogers was pleased
oh,
then,
yes.
And the vice
very
president.
Much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Where is Agnew out in California?
Agnew, I'll give the operator the number.
Well, maybe not. I don't think I should call him out.
I think you should.
Well, he called me, did he?
Yes.
Well, then I should return.
He said he called and said I would like to talk
and,
to him.
All right, fine.
That you came,
I can talk to him. I wouldn't need to talk to, I shouldn't talk to Mitchell.
Most of the others you don't need to.
Rogers,
they don't want
you
to bother. Rogers said don't bother, he's at the embassy and so forth. Hope Lewis thought it was,
Did he call? What did he say?
Yes, he thought it was the greatest ever.
He really did?
Yes.
I might return his call because he never calls me. I mean, he never calls me to bug me.
Yeah, he never does. He said anyone has to be convinced by that. He thought it was, you had an unbeatable position, the record was great, another 100,000 on top of what you've done, and he just thought it was marvelous.
Good.
Leonard Firestone called.
Oh, did he? Len?
Yes. He was in Palm Springs, and he said that he was with a whole group of people.
What they said?
And they all were so thrilled. They thought it was just, I'm reading from notes now, that it was great. The record, the leadership, the delivery, the poise, the everything of the delivery, and everyone around there, just their consensus was that it was great.
The conclusion, though, tell me about the people in your office. They were moved by it, the kids.
Marge even called me, and Dwight called me. Dwight called me, and it was over. Dwight says, I haven't ever cried before. and Mars. Everybody. It was just beautiful.
Well, I was practically crying when I delivered it.
I remember that from watching you. And Seth Dole had just gotten to Florida.
Dole? Yeah.
Yeah, he said an officer cranking out some statement that, you know, so forth. He thought it was very good. He said he's gonna put out a release in terms of the carping Democrats, and I said, what are you gonna do about our own people?
Yeah.
He said we didn't limit it to Democrats.
That's right.
But he just thought it was great. He's down there to do 5 fundraisers. Now, out of all those people, I think the only one really would be Agnew, because I didn't speak with him.
Well, I might call Rogers for only a reason that he suggested throwing away the text at the last.
Yeah, well, if you want, I'll tell you up there where he is.
Fine,
he's
all right.
At the Luxembourg Embassy,
and
I'll give him the vice president's number.
Fine. You think I should call Hope Lewis?
I think that would be great, because
fine, right.
As a matter of fact, somebody calls, I got cut off from Hope.
Fine. All right, fine. Okay.
I'll tell the operator to get them for you.
Fine. All three.
Right. Fine. Fine.